broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, happy to have you along. Sam Bushman, Becky Akers, breaking it down just for you. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips, I'll tell you that right now. LibertyRoundtable.com. Becky Akers is a well-known author, does a phenomenal job. Hailstorm, her book about Nathan Hale, incredible novel. Abducting Arnold, an incredible second book. Buy them before they're banned. Revolutionary new novels, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copies today. Just type in Becky Akers, Hailstorm, or Becky Akers, Abducting Arnold. Incredible books. Last hour, we talked about the Thick Red Line principles. They sound great. Live and let live. Do unto others and no victim, no crime. But they seem a little too wanting to defend the cops for me, ladies and gentlemen. Now, understand that Becky Akers doesn't want any government. And she believes that we can do everything privately. I slightly believe differently. I want most of the government gone, 90% of it. But I do believe there's a proper constitutional role necessary so that there's not a vacuum of power and then a greater force takes over. So there might be a proper role in my view. And we don't see everything identical. But here's the point I was making last hour, Becky, and I think this is worth kind of highlighting. It's okay if we don't agree on everything. And one of the geniuses of America was that ability to think for ourselves and believe as we choose. And man, the founding fathers weren't afraid of those open, candid, even sometimes rowdy discussions. But we seem to be today.
Yes. Yes, today. But then again, Sam, the founders were not dealing with outright communists. And that is the problem we have currently. We are dealing with Marxist committed ideologues in government. You know, John Kerry.
And openly so, I might add.
Openly so. John Kerry, with his very smug advice to people whose jobs this administration has just destroyed, people who work in oil and gas, and Biden has destroyed the pipeline now, put all those jobs on hold. And John Kerry's smug advice from this multimillionaire who owns his own private aircraft, well, you'll just have to make better choices on your employment. That is sheer Marxism, where the elite live one way and the elite live in luxury while all of us serfs serve them. And all of us serfs are there just to make their lives easier, make them feel important. This is just outrageous. But that's one reason why the founders weren't afraid of discussion, is because they weren't dealing with Marxists who will try to shut off all dissenting voices.
So I have two kinds of people. Some people call me and they say, why do you have Becky on? She's a radical anarchist. She's crazy. And others, the majority of our listeners, say, when's Becky coming on? We want to hear from Becky. And my response to all of you, naysayers and lovers of Becky, I am a lover of Becky and her viewpoint. And I'll tell you why. This is America. That's where the genius comes from. And what are we afraid of? Becky may be politely, peacefully, patiently educating you to her point of view, and that someday you might agree? Is that what you're afraid of? What are you afraid of with Becky's viewpoints? Oh, that she might devolve the government into, there'd be no government left anymore, and by golly, we'd all be at risk. Oh yeah, nobody's at risk right now. Everybody's all good, right? See, the logic just melts down is the problem, Becky. And your views, even if I don't agree with everything perfectly, I'm not afraid of your views. I think your views have absolute validity in the marketplace of ideas.
I'm glad you do, Sam, because my views pretty much are taken right directly from some of the founders. Men like Sam Adams, men like Patrick Henry, they were pretty much anarchical as I am. They understood that our main enemy is physical force, and the people who espouse physical force is a moral means of controlling us. Now, when I say, and when Sam Adams would inveigh against government, and when Patrick Henry would inveigh against it, and there were others as well, when we say, I don't want anyone forcing me to do X, Y, Z, we have a perfect example in this pandemic now, plandemic, totally fake epidemic that the government has used to further its own powers. And now they're talking about forcibly vaccinating people who don't want it, okay? This is outrageous. Nobody has the right to use physical compulsion against me, especially that person who says, but this is for your own good. I am the judge of what's for my own good.
Well, hold on. I want you to say this again, because I think this is fundamental to the sacred cause of liberty, ladies and gentlemen. Say that again, Becky. This is really important to understand.
I am responsible for determining what is for my own good. I am responsible for my own life. I am responsible for my decisions. When they are bad, when I get hurt from my own decisions, I am responsible for bearing the consequences. I do not need, nor do I want, the state coming in with force, compelling me to make better decisions. If I decide I want to shoot up heroin all day and lie in my filth, that is my decision. I do not need a social worker coming along, bringing a cop, putting me in jail, getting me to sober up. What I decide is for my life is my decision. As soon as you say to me, no, you can't do that. That's not good for you. You have crossed the line into utter evil. You may not bring force against me because you would not want me to bring force against you. You know, Sam, I look out there at the vast majority of people and they just waste their lives, okay? While I'm reading history and learning about politics, they're watching sports. Utter waste of time in my book. And by my opinion, going out and spending thousands of dollars on a rare car is foolish. Why don't you spend it on books? Aren't you glad, all you sports fans and all you car fanatics, aren't you glad I can't force my values onto you? You don't want
and,
to.
And aren't you even more appreciative that Becky wouldn't by choice because she doesn't believe in it?
Never would I, Sam. I realize I am a sinner. I am a fallible human being. I make lots of mistakes. I don't want, nor should any rational human being, want the authority to tell other people how to live their lives. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to be responsible to God for your decisions and your life, okay? When you cross that line and you say, I want to force you to do what I determine is best, you are now a tyrant. You are a despot. You have become utterly immoral. I don't care how you cloak that lust for power in righteous terminology. I just want to help you. I just want to save you. You know, you're making bad decisions. These people need to be guided to make better decisions. That's a huge point for Cass Sunstein. He's really into that. We just have to guide people to make better decisions. No, I don't need your guidance, and I don't want it. It violates the golden rule, you see. It's not just that it's immoral. It's immoral for a specific reason. When you try to force other people to do something, you are treating them in a way you would strongly object if they turned around and did it to you. And, Sam, we have absolute literal proof of that. Look at all the laws that shield politicians from having to do the things they make us do, okay? The state enjoys sovereign immunity, okay? Right now, Andrew Cuomo is guilty of thousands of deaths of people he forced into nursing homes where they died in the shamdemic, okay? He is responsible for that. What do you think Cuomo would say if any of us tried to force him and his relatives into a nursing home? All right. What will other politicians, we've had such prime examples of this all during this pandemic, politicians who tell us we can't go out to restaurants, it's not good for us, we might get sick. And then they're caught red-handed, like Gavin Newsom in California, going into a restaurant, spending $800 a plate. There he was, whining and dining, no social distancing, no masks, but telling all the hoi polloi in California, all his serfs, now you can't do this. I'll do it, but you can't. Okay.
Well, and even Joe Biden got caught going to an event without a mask on. And when people brought it up to him, he's just like, hey, you know what? We got bigger fish to fry. More important things to discuss there, Becky.
Come on, man. Give me a break.
See?
These people violate the golden rule with every law they pass. Do you think Biden wants anyone telling him to wear a mask? Absolutely, he doesn't. Okay? The only person he'll allow to tell him what to do is himself. That makes him a dictator because he wants to tell all of us what to do every minute of our lives. Right? Utterly immoral because he is flouting the golden rule. Right? Sam, the Bible is very, very clear about what is moral and what isn't. And the state, one of the reasons I am so absolutely opposed to political government is because it violates scripture in many, many different passages. Okay? Are we told don't steal? One of the big ten, in fact. We're not allowed to steal from each other. How does government finance itself? It steals. It relabels it. It calls it taxation, but it is still theft. It is taking our money from us without our permission, okay? And this silly little scam they have going where you go and vote does not mean that that justifies the theft, okay? I don't vote. I boycott the state, all right? Even those people who do vote may go and vote against the levy, and then their taxes are still taken from them. That makes it theft.
Ladies and gentlemen, they say, what's the difference between a libertarian and an anarchist? And the answer is a couple of election cycles, they say. Hang tight, folks. Sam Bushman, Becky Akers on your radio. Can you handle the conversation?
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things, and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that's how it was in America's founding. They had serious debates, serious agreements and disagreements, but they remained, for the most part, fairly civil. And they didn't try to use the government as a wedge and then use the government to pull the lever in their favor to lord over those whom they disagree with. I'll tell you that right now. All right. So now there's a big battle between Senator Ted Cruz and Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez. AOC to Ted Cruz. Hey, you almost had me murdered 3 weeks ago. GOP Congressman Chip Roy jumps in to the mix. He's from Texas. He demands that AOC apologize for saying that about Ted Cruz. Media Research Center wants I guess, AOC's Twitter account suspended over the fiasco. And so there, the battle rages. So there's a big old battle about what you can say and what you can't say. And I find this interesting. If Ocasio Cortez believes she was almost murdered by Ted Cruz a couple weeks ago, she can say and think that if she wants to. I think she's goofy. I don't think Ted Cruz was trying to murder Ocasio Cortez at all. Because it all goes back to the Capitol where, you know, Cruz and Trump and others were saying, hey, let's go in and hold our congressmen and women accountable. And then the breach happened by thugs who violated, in my opinion, all morality and destroyed private property. And, hey, the bad guys should be stopped for sure. But that doesn't change the reality that good people were there trying to do a good thing. Cruz and Trump and others were advocating for accountability here. And anyway, the battle goes on. But I'm not defending Ocasio Cortez because I think she's up in the night crazy. Okay. However, I think she has the right to say that if she thinks that and believes that. And Ted Cruz has the right to say you're high on crack too. Okay. But I don't think we ought to take people off Twitter and censure people and do all these crazy things. Hey, are they afraid of what somebody says? Who cares if whacked out Cortez says that Ted Cruz is trying to kill her? It isn't true. There's no facts behind it or evidence. If it's really true, Ocasio Cortez, then you go ahead and, you know, file a case against Ted Cruz. See how far you get discussion. But all I'm telling you is very interesting battle. And what's at threat? And the reason that I spend so much time on this, Becky, is pretty soon what they're going to do is start to literally reduce speech they don't like. They're already started on it, but they're going to pull out the steroids on this one.
Yeah, and Marxists have to, because if you look at their philosophy, it is completely anti-reality. Okay, Marxism is, as I mentioned before, a false religion. It is a parody of Christianity. That makes it a cult, and like any cult, it has to deny reality, okay? So, for instance, when Marx says, from each according to his ability, to each according to his need, okay, this defies reality. This is not how human nature functions, all right? Each of us knows. We strive for our own advancement. We strive to protect and defend and promote those people we love and care about.
And why wouldn't we, by the way, Becky?
This is what I'm saying. This is human nature. Why would we care about the neighbor's child and the neighbor's child eating ahead of our own? Now, once our own families can secure, then yes, human nature is such that we care about those immediately around us in need. But if it comes to a choice between your child eating and the neighbor's child eating, I know what 99% of you will do, and that remaining 1% is a criminal, okay? Your own children are your first and primary responsibility. And fortunately, the Lord has constructed us so that that's an easy priority to follow. We want our own families, and we want ourselves to thrive ahead of all others. Marx comes along and says, it's going to be a collective. We're all going to strive for each other. This does not work. This is a denial of human nature, a denial of reality, and that's why this whole idea in Marxism that the state will eventually wither away is a complete and utter lie. It will not ever wither away because it's got to stay there and force people to act against their own self-interest. Anytime you have a Marxist economy and a Marxist society, you are going to have an enormous totalitarian state because it is against reality. It is against human nature. Okay? So all that we're seeing right now.
And the only way they can hold on to that power and keep the lie going is to have that massive state in place.
And that means the state, Sam, and to quash dissent, because you'll have people coming along and pointing out, hey, wait a minute. This is not only denying morality, it is an attack on reality. This is not how humans behave. So you've got to squelch all free speech. This is why every communist country is a dictatorship. This is why no communist country allows a free press. This is why Kim Il-sung, or whichever one it is now in North Korea, I always get them all confused. This is why the Kim family for three generations has completely suppressed all contact with the outside world, because once North Koreans see the outside world, they will have graphic evidence that they have been fed lies and that their philosophy on which they base their entire society is completely opposed to reality. This is not how the world functions. So, Sam, of course, with Marxists taking over the country, with Marxists forcibly imposing their philosophy on us, we are going to see more and more and more punishment of anyone who speaks out against it, anyone who tries to present reality to the people caught in this web. This is why the Capitol protesters are being persecuted and hounded and arrested and imprisoned. And by the way, all of us, I don't care where you are in the political spectrum, all of us should be terrified of what is happening to these 150, 200 people, okay? They are being made scapegoats and examples. We have constitutional amendments that explicitly prohibit that, right? They're being made scapegoats and examples to show us what happens when we protest against the state.
And ladies and gentlemen, if we lose the ability to push for a redress of grievance via the courts, if we lose our ability to protest openly and freely, then you know what? We're in serious, serious trouble in America. In fact, they're setting the stage for this debate to be everywhere as they push for civil war. I don't want this. I'm just telling you that's what they're pushing for. Here's the headline that kind of articulates this. Newsmax was defending Trump quite a bit, and they got a lawsuit against them and said, you better shut up. So Newsmax caved, which I'm not surprised. Chris Reddy has already been a big backer of Hillary Clinton and everything else, so the genuineness card needs to come out on this reality check. Nevertheless, a Newsmax segment featuring MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell quickly devolved into chaos on Tuesday, and it resulted in the host, Bob Sellers, literally walking off the set while the interview was going on. And what happened was Mike Lindell started to talk about vote fraud and dishonest elections. And they said, hey, we don't have any proof of that, so you got to back off. And Mike kept going back to it, kept going back to it, to where the point is the host just absolutely melted down. It devolved into chaos. And host Bob Sellers literally got so frustrated, so angry, just walked off his own show in the middle of it. Now, usually the guest walks out because they're being abused. In this case, the host couldn't even take Mike Lindell doubling down on vote fraud. Okay, this is supposed to be Newsmax. They're the guys that said, we'll stand up and tell you the truth about all this when CNN and Fox and everybody else won't. We will, trust us. And now they've already caved and melted down, so much so to where Mike Lindell expresses his own personal opinion after being invited on their show. They shut him down. And because he won't shut up, they literally walk off the set. Can you believe this, Becky?
Well, this is typical of Marxists and any cult, okay? You present people with the facts, you present them with truth, and they can't cope because their ability to reason and to discern reality has been destroyed by their years in the Marxist ideology. I've noticed that with a great many Marxists, Sam, that I've debated, they cannot reason. They cannot follow a logical argument. And I firmly believe Marxism gets in and destroys their ability to reason. You know, think about a person at Jonestown, the massacre in Guyana, okay? Do you think you could have reasoned with that person and said to them, Jim Jones is a false god to you? He's going to be detrimental to you. He's going to convince you to kill yourself and your kids. You know, even if the signs were all there, do you think you could get any of them to believe you? Likewise, you are not going to get Marxists to believe reality when they have spent often lifetimes denying facts.
There you have it. I mean, it's just amazing what's happening now. Former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. I know people think that she's just ready to take on the press like you've never seen and she gets after it and all that kind of stuff, but her history might be informative for you. She signed a contract now after Trump lost, if you will. I say due to fraud, and I can say that on my own show. I'm entitled to my opinion on this. Anyway, she signed a contract beginning working at Fox News. Prior to this, she was a conservative commentator on CNN, and she got her start in the media at Fox News. Interesting, huh?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two FBI agents were fatally shot through a door, and three agents were wounded in a shootout as they executed a child pornography search warrant in Sunrise, Florida on Tuesday morning. FBI Director Christopher Wray identified the deceased agents as Special Agent Daniel Alfin and Special Agent Laura Schwarzenberger. The subject of the warrant is also dead. The Senate confirmed Alejandro Mayorkas as President Biden's Department of Homeland Security Secretary. The former Deputy Homeland Security Secretary will be the first immigrant to hold the top spot. The White House announced that it will start shipping coronavirus vaccines directly to retail pharmacies. It also includes ongoing deliveries to states, increasing weekly supplies of shots nationwide to 11.5 million doses. The United Nations Security Council has failed to condemn Monday's coup in Myanmar after a two-hour-long emergency meeting failed to secure the support of China, a key Myanmar ally. This is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Keeping an eye on China, USA Radio News' Tim Berg gives us an update.
Recent confrontational action by China toward regional rivals Taiwan and India are examples of the communist regime in Beijing challenging new American President Joe Biden. That's according to China expert Gordon Chang. Chang, author of the book The Coming Collapse of China, also tells Fox News.
Well, Biden right now, you know, the Chinese are testing him, but they don't really have to lift a finger to do this because he's giving them everything that they want. You know, we have seen this, for instance, with joining the Paris Accord, rejoining the World Health Organization, his January 26 memorandum on xenophobic attacks, which he blamed President Trump for xenophobia in the United States. The list goes on, and we've really got to be concerned because China is looking right now and thinking it's going to get everything.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So Kayleigh McEnany, everybody believes, is like a hard-hitting reporter brought in by Trump. But the revolving door, ladies and gentlemen, swings open and swings wide between government and the media, as it always has. And this is even more evidence of the reality check. Looks like Kayleigh McEnany, I guess she got her... You know, she cut her teeth at Fox. She then went to CNN as a political commentator, and then she went to government, and now she goes right back to Fox. There you have it. It's interesting. She signed a contract, and the revolving door swings wide, that's for sure. Thought would highlight that for you. I'm not saying that Kayleigh never did any good at all. She took them on pretty good, but you know what? Her roots and her origins and her history is very informative, to say the least. By the way, Lynn Wood, he's one of the attorneys, Becky, who filed dozens of lawsuits talking about election fraud. I guess he's reportedly under investigation now for voting illegally. Now, they say for potentially voting illegally. Now, here's what I find interesting about this discussion. Lynn Wood blatantly admitted that he voted illegally, and he said he did it on purpose to prove that it's not only possible, but doable. So the point is, it was part of his lawsuit. He believed that illegality is possible and was taking place. So he voted illegally to back up the point. So what they want to do, let me get this straight, because I'm kind of stupid here, Becky, but maybe you can help me think through this. So they want to tell you there's no illegal voting, but yet he voted illegally and they're going to prosecute him for it.
But
hey, hello, operator. How does that work? There's no illegal voting. You're lying about that. It isn't true. But you voted illegally, sir. I mean, what the heck's going on around here?
Sam, remember that Marxists deny reality.
Yes, they do.
That's how a Marxist relying on the Hegelian dialectic, that's how they can hold those two contrary ideas in their head. Well, sure, he voted illegally, but there's no illegal voting. But we got to prosecute him because he committed a crime because there's no illegal voting. Okay, this is how Marxists reason. This is proving my point. These people are not grounded in reality. They see things that aren't there. They try to foist a reality on the rest of us that is not true, that does not correspond with the facts. We have got to resist these people with every fiber of our being unless we want to get sucked into the cult, too. And it reminds me, Sam, I'm sure you've mentioned this fellow. I don't recall his name offhand, but the guy who posted a meme on Twitter, I believe it was, and told people you can vote by just emailing.
Yeah, you got to do is email him, man, and we'll turn in your vote for you.
Right. I mean, this is so hilarious, and he's being prosecuted as a criminal.
But hold on. If nobody voted that way, there's no harm, no foul, right?
Again, this is the Marxist way of looking at things, in utter defiance of reality. The fact that there is no crime doesn't matter to them. It also points out the sacred nature with which Marxists view government, okay?
Yes.
They think government is God. They think government feeds us. Government guarantees we have good water to drink. Government provides the roads. Government provides the schools. All our blessings come from government, not God. And therefore, the state is central to our lives. All of the ceremonies that we go through at church, the state has corresponding ceremonies. Remember I said Marx did this as a parody. Okay, one of their sacraments is voting. You don't dare mock voting or make fun of it or do anything that upsets the apple cart like this guy did, or you pay for it. You will be burned at the stake for your blasphemy against voting. Same thing with jury duty. Same thing with going to public schools. This is your civil right, okay? Civil rights are sacred because they are rights that the state gives us. Okay, they're not natural rights. They are rights the state. Now, sometimes the state will co-opt a natural right and say, yeah, that's a civil right, but that doesn't alter the fact that civil rights are dependent on the state. This is why the whole civil rights movement from the 1960s was Marxist. It put the state at the center. It said, these rights come to you not from God, but from the state. You have a civil right to go into any business you want to, regardless of how the owner feels about it, and you have the right to be served. Okay, that is straight out of Marx. That is not a natural right. The natural right is the property rights of the owner. He has the right to keep anyone out of his business that he doesn't want into it. We are seeing this today, Sam. We see Black-owned businesses enforcing their natural rights against the rest of us when we have civil rights, okay? Which one trumps? Obviously, when you are Black and you have certain civil rights that the state has given you to go into any business, but now you own the business. You hate Whitey after all his years of oppressing you, and you want to keep Whitey out. What do? You're not going to find that any civil rights warrior is going to enforce or keep you abiding by natural rights, okay? This is just such a rabbit hole for Marxism, and we need to be aware of that. We need to contest it every place we find it.
Yes, we do, ladies and gentlemen. And I find it fascinating about this whole discussion. So Lynn Wood says there's voter fraud, illegal voting, and they say, no, you're lying, shut up, sit down. And now they prosecute him for filing an illegal vote? Well, if they prosecute him, they prove the illegal vote existed. If they prove the illegal vote existed, then they admit there's illegal voting. How dumb am I? But yet, here's the deal. They can lie and have it both ways because the media affords them this privilege. Nobody catches them in these dishonest, intellectually dishonest reality checks that I catch them in. And if we had enough people across the country that could understand and think through these things, we could call a halt to their con game. The problem is the people are so propagandized and so plugged into the matrix of dishonest media to where it's almost impossible to help the people think through this. But I would maintain to you that, hey, on Newsmax, this Mike Lindell, he has every right to say he thinks there's vote fraud. If you don't want to discuss it with him, don't invite him on your program. All right? YouTube demonetizes WorldNet Daily for defending Trump supporter Mike Lindell. David Kapilian writes this piece. So now you have WND being demonetized by YouTube because YouTube's mad because, well, WND says Mike Lindell has every right to say and think and believe as he chooses. Well, we're going to shut you down now, WorldNet Daily, says Google. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is where the battle goes. And you could say, well, Google's a private company. They can do what they want. Well, they're a publicly traded company that got their start and their funding from government black operations, in bed with government schools, collegiate world, in bed with Pentagon and black op military money, in bed with big tech. And that's how they created this behemoth that we're dealing with, that's the tyrannical internet right now. You know, that's the reality. And then you got congressmen and senators going, we're going to get to the bottom of this. You know, we're going to look into the free speech violations here. And it's all a big old theater-style sham, is what it is, Becky.
Absolutely. The idea that government can ever look into something and give us justice is just ludicrous.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It's just shocking of what we deal with on a daily basis, ladies and gentlemen. All right, for example, NBA shuts down reporter asking hoops stars about China. So they're going, hey, what about your, the NBA's tie to communism? And they just shut down the reporter. Steph Curry dodges China controversy. ESPN quick to criticize America, silent on China's real human rights abuses. Yeah, mask slip, if you will. Charles Barkley admits that it's all about community dollar team money. Interesting stuff, Becky.
Yes. Yes. It's, you know, again, anybody who wants to know the Marxist game plan, just read about Marxist takeovers in other countries, and you'll see all of this is simply history repeating itself. This is how they always react. This is how they subjugate people. Sam, I find it fascinating how the state wants to bring all sorts of violence against us. It wants to imprison people who were trying to compel Congress to honor its constitutional obligation and to ensure a free and fair election. Okay, it's going to kidnap those people. It's going to put them in cages. And yet it constantly warns us that we had better not try any sort of self-defense against the violent acts of the state. So it's always a one-way street.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, one segment left with Becky Akers. Hang tight. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips.
Old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and we'll end up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at mormon.org.
I have a question. Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, it's running off the rails in so many ways, ladies and gentlemen. The good news is we still trust in our God. That's where the answers and the peace lie, ladies and gentlemen. God, family, country. But the headline says, two supermarkets in Southern California permanently close. Kroger, the parent company of Ralph's, and Food for Less, after Long Beach City. I guess the Long Beach City Council there mandated a hazard pay increase of $4 per hour, I guess, for some workers. And bottom line is the two stores just responded and say, fine, we'll close next. They're literally destroying America. They say that 30% of small business is already gone due to the last year of the, quote, dishonest pandemic lies. And now you got two massive grocery stores just forced to increase pay by $4 an hour. And then they're just like, forget it. And they just close the stores. I'm telling you, we're creating a train wreck, Becky.
Yes, and that is part of the plan. That's what Marxists want. They want all of us dependent on them. That's why you're seeing increased, or dependent on the state. This is why you're seeing increased calls for the UBI, Universal Basic Income. It's an attempt to drive small business out of business. The only employer will be the state. So we have to bring people into dependency on government. This is the Marxist dream, the Marxist plan. And we need to fight it with every fiber of our being.
I almost don't know how to respond to this, though. You literally have two grocery stores closed in Long Beach. You literally have all these businesses. They're going to flat out destroy business completely. And then they're going to push for a universal basic income. Everybody will be on the dole by force.
Hopefully, Sam, the hungry people of California will rise up against these monsters and despots and dictators before they've reached that stage.
Oh, boy. Anyway, I find that quite interesting, to say the least. Now, there's a staggering amount of money going to be spent on V-Day, Valentine's Day, coming up. What is it, February the 14th there? They say a staggering amount of money is expected to be spent this year. That's according to a new study by Wallet Hub. The romantic day is expected to come with a price tag that's just shocking this year. You want to guess, Becky?
I don't have any idea. Billions?
Yeah, yes. $21.8 billion. And I just look at that and I go, are you kidding me right now? Now I get writing your loved one, your husband, wife, whatever, girlfriend, boy, a card. I get maybe going out to dinner, spending some time together or whatever, or doing something, you know, kind of small but meaningful or whatever. I don't have any problem with that, but $21.8 billion.
Yeah.
And we're going to be able to spend that kind of money on that kind of a day, and then we're going to say, well, by golly, people are hurting. Better have government bail them out.
You know, Sam, I look on Valentine's Day the way I do Mother's Day and Father's Day, and that is, if you are blessed enough to have a spouse, a betrothed, a father, or a mother, every day should be a day of honor for them. You should strive every day to make sure that person knows how valued and beloved he is or she is. Set one day aside, treat the person well, and then the rest of the year ignore them or act like they, you know, are your enemy or fight or are you, whatever. It's insanity. All that these days do is reinforce for people who have lost their parents or lost their spouse how sad their situation is. And I, for one, don't very much get off on either Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, or Father's Day. I have a beautiful husband. He treats me like a queen every day of the year. If he doesn't get me chocolates on Valentine's Day, I couldn't care less. The important thing to me is he loves me unconditionally all year round. And I would speak to wives who get upset when husbands forget your birthday or your anniversary or Valentine's Day. Men just aren't wired for this kind of stuff, and to insist that he must conform to your way of doing it doesn't show very much love to him in my book.
I agree, and I think that the day should be spent on time with one another and building memories that last.
Absolutely.
I bring this up because one of the things that my wife does for me on Father's Day is she has a program that she does. And in the program, we do a variety of different things. So we have a Father's Day dinner together as a family, and we chat and talk and eat. And then we do a program. And my kids, as they were little, would sing to me and or play the piano and kind of work on their talents and share them with Dad. And they would do little jokes that would kind of make fun of some of Dad's, idiosyncrasies that I have or whatever else. Not in a mocking way, but a teasing way. Like one time, so I'm an IT guy for a living by day. I do IT, right? And so my boys... pretended they were from the IT squad from
right.
Anyway, and so they were joking and they were coming in and helping me fix my computer. And so they were joking, but they were using Dad's phrases and acting like Dad's tools. But they were supposedly the fix it squad for my computer. And so they do these little skits and gimmicks and loved ones, and they write me poems and poems about Dad or memories of Dad or different things like that. And we sing songs together. It doesn't really cost any money, but, oh, man, it's a load of fun. We're on, like, the 25th one or something like that. We've been doing this for a long time. And those things, to me, are what the days are about, Becky.
Yes, yes. That because they show the love, and they're spending time, and their priorities are in the right order, that their family comes first after the Lord. So I just feel so sorry for men when they are held up. You know, it's extortion almost. If you love me, you're going to go out and spend a lot of money on me today. I don't think so. And I just don't understand women that do this to men they say they love. So I'm a big proponent, Sam, of doing exactly what your family does. They spend time with you. They show you they love you by thoughtful gestures, not by spending a ton of money that they don't have.
We don't have a ton of money in the first place, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like we have it to spend, but my point is that we're gaining so much more from the memories. And one year, my wife even did a flashback one where we reviewed some of the ones we did before because it chronicled the children growing up and their lives and their changes. You know, when they're really little, they think and say these things, which are funny. And when they get older, they kind of have a different understanding and perspective. And it's so it's not just about me as a father, but it's about all of us.
Right.
And so we learned and focused on the children growing up and the changes they made in their lives. And so even though it's a Father's Day program, it's not really only about me. It's about all of our lives together. And to me, that's even more valuable.
It's invaluable. Yes.
Wow. Anyway, I find that fascinating. And I just can't comprehend $21.8 billion. And then we think in America that we got to bail everybody out. We got to have another stimulus because there's no money. Well, if there's no money, maybe we got to not spend $21.8 billion on this holiday that we can't afford, maybe. How revolutionary is that, Becky?
This whole stimulus crap. I'm constantly amazed that Americans don't understand that the government is giving them back their own money. They stole it from you in the first place. You're not making anything on this. It's another huge scam, just like the shamdemic is a huge scam. And for Americans to be this dumbed down, that they actually think that the politicians care about them and politicians are giving them money. No, they are giving back to you what they stole from you in the first place. And Sam, it speaks very eloquently of how dumbed down the population has become, that they can't reason this through and can't reason through the fact that when the government gives you something, it's giving you stolen plunder, stolen loot. Government has no money except for what it takes from us. So anything it gives you, it has taken either from you or from someone else. It's at best a scam, and at worst it's theft. And you are responsible to Almighty God if you are one of those people demanding further increases from government, further money from government. If you're living on government, you are living on stolen plunder. And the Lord will judge you, even if the law doesn't.
It's shocking. I don't really know what to think about it. All right, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, get a step down. And Andy Jassy, J-A-S-S-Y, I think that's Jassy, to step up and fill the position. I guess they say that Jeff wants to focus on his media ventures. Isn't that interesting when Trump might get into the media? And, I mean, again, revolving door, big business, media, big tech, government. Media, big tech, government, military. I mean, it all goes around in this big old money fest, Becky.
Yes, it's all totally corrupt. It's all the same people involved all the time. These people are not going to listen to us, though, Sam. The only thing they're going to heed is force, because that's the language they deal in. And we are going to have to force them to leave us alone. And as much as I would not want to see a war come, I don't think there's any other way out of this other than an uprising, a civil war, a revolution, a restoration, whatever you want to call it. By the way, all the talk about different states seceding, I know in Texas it's getting pretty serious. Understand that also will lead to war. Marxists do not allow people to voluntarily disassociate with them. So if you're backing secession because you think that'll avoid a civil war, you are sadly mistaken. Secession is great. I'm all in favor of it, but I'm just telling you and warning you that will not avoid a war.
I know you're right. I just pray different, and I want to act different, and I want to do all that I can to make sure that I'm not the guy that advocates and promotes, that I'm the guy that points people to Christ. I'm the guy that points people to God, family, and country. I'm the guy that points people to the to limited proper role of government. I'm the guy that points people to the private sector. I'm the guy that points people to the real solutions. And I know come what may, eventually we'll be forced to defend ourselves. I understand all that, and I don't disagree with that, and I say that's necessary. I'm not so wimpy for the reality. But I want to be the guy that does all that I can within the realm that I have. As long as every day is peaceful, I'm going to advocate for peace. And when it comes, if it comes, I pray that it doesn't. But when it does, I'm going to be the guy that's you know what? I didn't want it. I'll do what needs to be done, but I didn't want it. Let that be the record, Becky.
I often think of the words of Captain John Parker at Lexington. If they mean to have a war, let it begin here. That's our attitude. These people are forcing us. They are compelling us to defend our very livelihoods. And remember, when they're after your jobs, they're after your life, okay? We're going to have to defend our lives, our livelihoods, our family, our freedom. There's nothing else they're going to listen to other than bullets and force. And they are the ones forcing it, not us.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, hard-hitting talk. Can you handle the discussion? You may agree or disagree with a lot of it. But I'll tell you one thing you better understand. This is America. We have the right for these discussions. We have the right to our opinions and our beliefs. Okay? And you know what? This idea that everybody's going to sue us over our own thoughts and opinions and beliefs is criminal at the least. It should not be tolerated. This is America, ladies and gentlemen, not China. And I have my opinions, to which I'm entitled by God to them. Thank you very much. Same with Becky Akers. Bless her and her life. God save the Republic. Thanks, everybody.